When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Thanks for tuning in to the Drive On podcast, where we talk about issues affecting veterans after they get out of the military. Before we get started, I'd like to ask a favor. If you haven't done so already, please rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. If you've already done that, thank you. These ratings help the show get discovered so it can reach a wider audience. And while you're there, click the subscribe button so that you get notified of new episodes as soon as they come out. If you don't use Apple Podcasts, you can visit driveonpodcast.com/subscribe to find other ways of subscribing, including our email list. I'm your host, Scott DeLuzio, and now let's get on with the show. This past Memorial Day, I did an episode that talked about what Memorial Day was all about, and probably more importantly, what it isn't about. Considering tomorrow, as of the date that this episode will be released, is Veterans Day, I figured I would do a similar episode today. With all of the kids who are doing some sort of remote learning, homeschooling, or some other variation on what we might consider a normal education experience, I thought an episode like this might be good for all those teachers and parents who may not be able to do a Veterans Day assembly like they had done in previous years. And also for those who just wanted to know more about Veterans Day, this episode might be a good listen for you. So Veterans Day is observed on November 11th each year in the United States. It is a day where we pause to give thanks to everyone who served in the United States military and celebrate the sacrifices they have made for us and the freedoms that they fought for. Originally, Veterans Day was known as Armistice Day, and Armistice Day was created to celebrate the end of the fighting in World War I. The fighting in that war ended at 11 o'clock on November 11th, 1918. In other words, the fighting ended at the 11th hour, 11 o'clock, of the 11th day in the 11th month of that year. Across Europe, the day is still known as Armistice Day, and it's known as Remembrance Day in Canada. They're basically different names for the same thing. So you might be wondering, if Armistice Day was created to celebrate the end of World War I, why is it now called Veterans Day, since veterans have fought in other wars? Armistice Day became a legal holiday in 1938, 20 years after the fighting ended. That's basically the speed of the federal government for you. A few years later, the United States entered World War II. That war was even more significant in terms of the number of deaths and wounded American troops. World War I had about 117,000 deaths, while World War II had about 405,000 deaths. World War I had about 204,000 wounded, while World War II had about 671,000 wounded. There was a movement that started back in 1945 by a World War II veteran named Raymond Weeks, and the movement was to expand Armistice Day to celebrate all veterans, which this movement started to gain momentum. Eventually, in 1954, Congress amended the name of the day, of Armistice Day, to Veterans Day, so that the day could recognize veterans from all eras, past, present, and also the future wars. Again, the federal government is amazingly efficient when it comes to these sorts of things, aren't they? This time, it was only 9 years after that movement started, so I guess it's progress, I suppose. Anyways, in 1968, a Uniform Monday Holiday Act was put into effect, which made 3-day weekends for federal employees on several holidays, including Washington's birthday, which was in February, Memorial Day in May, Labor Day in September, as well as Veterans Day and Columbus Day in October. And yes, both Veterans Day and Columbus Day were celebrated in October under this new law. Each of those holidays were to be celebrated on a Monday, which the name of the law implies, which in effect would create a three-day weekend for federal employees and anyone who followed the federal holiday guidelines. The reason for this was to encourage people to travel on their long weekends rather than just getting a random day off in the middle of the week. It actually sort of makes sense if you think about it, because when people have an extra day off on the weekend, they'll be more likely to take a weekend trip somewhere, which encourages them to spend more money on touristy type stuff like hotels and entertainment, restaurants and things like that. So Veterans Day observations were moved to the fourth Monday in October, starting in 1968. So why do we celebrate Veterans Day on November 11th now? The reason why is because it was such an unpopular change to the holiday that Congress moved Veterans Day back to November 11th, starting in 1978. November 11th, after all, was the date that the fighting ended in World War I, so by moving the holiday, it lost some of its historical significance. Moving the holiday back to the 11th continued to recognize veterans as well as the historical significance of the day. Really, the day has two purposes. One, to serve as the anniversary of the end of the fighting in World War I, and the second is to celebrate veterans for their service. Now, while I'm on the topic of the purpose of the holiday, I wanted to bring something up that I talked about in the Memorial Day episode that I did a few months back. I want to reiterate this point again in case you missed that episode. There are several military holidays throughout the year which honor different groups of people connected to the military. And I don't know if it's some patriotism or confusion or whatever, but people have a tendency to thank veterans on all of these military holidays. In particular, I'm talking about two holidays, the Veterans Day and Memorial Day. As I mentioned at the top of the show, Veterans Day is celebrated on November 11th. And it's a day to thank military veterans and service members for their service. Memorial Day, on the other hand, is celebrated on the last Monday in May. This is a day to honor and remember all of those who died while serving their country. The reason why I bring up the difference between these two holidays is because when you think of veteran on Memorial Day, it is looked at as an odd thing to do from the veteran's perspective. Memorial Day, that day, is not for us. It's almost as if I were to wish you a happy birthday on someone else's birthday. That would just be weird, wouldn't it? I mean, it's the thought that counts, but I probably could have waited a little while for your actual birthday to wish you a happy birthday. It's the same idea with Memorial Day. That day is for honoring the people who died in war. And last I checked, while yes, I did serve in the military, and yes, I did go off to war, I still have a pulse, so I don't really fit that criteria for being the person celebrated on Memorial Day. However, I and others like me do fit the criteria for the veterans who are honored on Veterans Day. Most veterans won't have a problem with being thanked for their service on Veterans Day, and as a matter of fact, most enjoy the celebrations that occur on Veterans Day. With that said, though, there are some veterans who don't like the attention that they get on Veterans Day. It may bring up some bad memories for them and be hard to deal with. So thank a veteran, but if you notice that they are uneasy when you offer your thanks, you may want to back off a bit with that particular veteran. Don't feel bad about it. Just sometimes veterans have done things that they aren't particularly proud of. And holidays like this bring up bad memories. You didn't do anything wrong or inappropriate by offering your thanks. I don't think anyone would ever get mad at someone like you for offering up thanks. It's just not something that particular veteran wants to acknowledge. No big deal, just move on. And while we're on the topic of celebrations and customs, every Veterans Day there are ceremonies and parades all throughout the country. Although I don't know if it will quite look the same this year, but I do know that places around the country typically do some sort of celebration. Places like Arlington National Cemetery, where service members from every one of our major wars, from the Revolutionary War to today's wars, are buried. They hold an annual service at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, where they recognize veterans. Schools across the country hold Veterans Day assemblies, which will probably be less common of an occurrence this year, and also partially why I'm doing this episode, but hopefully we'll pick back up next year. Additionally, parades are held in communities throughout the country in which veterans from all generations, as well as members of veteran and other patriotic organizations like the Boy Scouts and things like that, will march. And some parades end with speeches by local veterans. In addition to the parades and ceremonies, there are other ways that you can celebrate Veterans Day. Some people put together care packages for deployed troops, which not only is a good way to show your appreciation, it also can provide some much-needed supplies to service members who can't just run out to the store to pick up a few essentials, especially when they're deployed. Some people visit veterans hospitals to brighten the day of the veterans there who may not have family nearby, or maybe not even have family at all. For parents and teachers, you can do patriotic crafts with your kids or students. I've even seen some pretty cool looking pumpkin carvings with soldiers and American flags, things like that, that could be cool to try. And if you do something like that, some sort of craft or pumpkin carving or something like that, be sure to take a photo of it and tag Drive On Podcast in your social media posts. I want to see what you come up with. Other people will also invite a veteran to speak to their community or their organization. I'm actually giving a talk on Veterans Day this year to a nearby community, which consists of mostly older veterans, but they wanted to get the perspective of a veteran from the post-9/11 era. So I'll be talking to them about that. If you work in an office, you can take a little time out of the day to acknowledge the vets in your office. Maybe it's something as simple as sending an email out to remind everyone in the office who the veterans are, so that everyone can go and thank them for their service, or maybe even bring in some patriotic themed snacks or something, you know, to leave out around the coffee and the water cooler and things like that to show your appreciation. Or if you know of a veteran-owned business in your area, give Amazon a rest and go shop with them for a change. Some businesses may even offer special discounts to veterans on Veterans Day as a way to show their appreciation for their service. I mentioned earlier that Armistice Day was originally created to celebrate the end of World War I, of the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, when fighting formally ended in World War I. Traditionally, a pause is given at 11 a.m. on Veterans Day also to honor and remember those who served with a silent thanks for our freedom. And if you haven't heard about this, there's a really cool memorial in Anthem, Arizona. So if you're in the Arizona area, if you're in the Phoenix, Central Arizona area, Anthem, Arizona, it's just a little bit north of Phoenix, they have this really cool memorial, this Veterans Memorial, and it was designed to let the sun's rays pass through in a certain way, pass through this memorial in a certain way so that it creates the Great Seal of the United States on the other end of the memorial. So it basically reflects through some glass that's inside of this memorial, and on the other side, on the ground, it creates the Seal of the United States. And the memorial itself is made up of five pillars, one for each of the five branches of the military, which I know there are six branches of the military now. This memorial was created a few years ago before the Space Force came into existence, so I don't know for sure whether or not they'll be adding a sixth pillar to the memorial, but if they do, that would be great. If not, it's still the thought that counts that's there. And it's still a really cool thing. So if you're in the area, go check it out. The cool thing about it is that the way it's designed is that it allows the sun to pass through there and create the seal on the ground, but it does it at exactly 11 a.m. every Veterans Day. So again, 11 a.m. being the time that the fighting ended in World War One, it allows the light to pass through at that time in recognition of that that time period. So it's kind of a cool thing. I'm sure there's other memorials like that. There's other things out there that recognize veterans. So a lot of times cities and you know, organizations will have their events at those memorials to recognize the veterans and give thanks to the veterans in their communities for their service. So hopefully I did a good job with explaining what Veterans Day is all about, ways that you can celebrate it, things that you can do, you know, for Veterans Day. I'd love to hear more from you about what you do to celebrate Veterans Day. If there's any veterans in your life that, you know, what you do to celebrate with them. If you have people in your organization or in your neighborhood, you know, ways that you've gone out of your way to just show them a little bit of thanks and appreciation for their service and the sacrifices that they've made for all of our freedom. It'd be awesome to hear, you know, leave a comment on social media, or if you go to our website, driveonpodcast.com, you can find the episode there, and you can leave a comment on there. I'll see all of those there. That would be great. So thanks for listening. Again, hopefully this episode provided some background on what Veterans Day is all about and gave you some ideas on how to celebrate the veterans in your life. Thanks for listening to the Drive On Podcast. If you want to check out more episodes or learn more about the show, you can visit our website, driveonpodcast.com, or on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Drive On Podcast.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.